Okay, I'd like to start the new sugya today. Sugya Prevetray. Just one kasha from the previous sugya, which we didn't talk about. And we didn't talk about it because I don't see anybody who does. L'chayrid is one difficulty. We discussed yesterday and a little bit the day before the idea that Mepetur Leptur, Edom are able to switch their Tainas. Not Edom, rather Baldin. Baldin, who says a Taina and Bezdin, and would be potter with that Taina, he can come in the next day and change Mepetur Leptur, and Dagos Hashri, and then we pass on that in Shulchan Aruch, say that there's no problem. A person could change such a Taina. The question is why you don't say Eino Demesim Atzmai Rasha. Chayra, his first Haggadah, the first time he came to Din, he said a Taina. Let's say someone says you owe me money. He comes in, he says, I never borrow. The next day he says, well, what I said yesterday was not true. I really did borrow, but I also paid. He's changing the Torah of Torah. He'll be positive he says I didn't borrow. He'll be positive he says I borrowed and I paid. Either way, he's positive. So therefore, he can change his time. So, the question someone asked me yesterday, I don't remember who, why don't we say, Eino Demesim Atzmai Rasha? You can't change the Torah of Torah because you're making yourself a Rasha. I'm not sure what the answer. My first gut reaction is, so not going to be a Russia. Russia could be a Baldover. It can be an aid if you're a Russia. It could be a Baldover if you're a Russia. Also has the Adinei Torah from Rishon also. But it doesn't answer the question. The question was that you should have no nemanis to make yourself a Russia. We don't trust people to make themselves a Rishon. So that... So why can a person change from Torah to Torah and we believe in? So Taka, why doesn't it affect him in the future? If he's might that he lied, maybe he is a Russia. What? Maybe he is Taka a Russia. But you know, the Mason Master, we don't trust the person to make himself a Russia. What?
He's saying the second time. The question is, do we believe the second time? So among himself said something that he lied.
Mamanashach is lying. He didn't lie yesterday or he's lying today. So he's a Russian no matter what. He's saying a lie.
He said a lie.
Yizikha said a lie. Because yesterday he said he didn't borrow and today he says I did borrow and I paid.
It's only in Mashiach that you come to bed and you say that the sky is falling. So you're not saying it's a talk that you're talking about as a point of investment.
A person says a lie that doesn't affect anybody. That's not the Vashaka Tirfa. So you take the cash is a good cash.
Yeah.
Well, but maybe you're right. There's a Urayim. Urayim says that Midbar Sheket Tirchak is only a lie that affects other people. The Noah says, I rise to say a white lie, as I state in the array. It's a very, one of my favorite pieces from Pankniewski, in the Sechtes Kutim, Islamid, he collects Kedakai from all over Shas, but really a lot of cases, maybe 25 cases where Amiroyim lied. Plus, case I'm a wrong life for one reason or another. And he wants to be machiach that ikh is like the Urayim, that a white line is not there. It's a line that doesn't affect anybody. Let's say someone asks you how you feel. You don't want to get into a whole discussion. You tell you feel fine. And it's a lie. You really don't feel fine. And people tell me then the person who asks also doesn't care. But somebody, I don't know, somebody asks you where you live. You don't get in a whole discussion. You move. You know. He just asks you stamina, so I see the answer. So the Rebbeinu says there's no Averim. The Vasheka Tirchak is in the parasha of Bezdin. That it's Vasheka is the Isser to say a lie which has an effect on something. A lie which has no effect on anybody. There's no Vasheka Tirchak. You're not a Russian. Maybe Miptur Leptur, you're not a Russian. Since whether you say you didn't borrow, you say you borrowed and you paid, either way you're potter. So, my nafkamina. No nafkamina. If you're going to potter either way, what?
You're saying that you bought yesterday, you gave it yesterday, right? That I never borrowed. I
was born
yesterday,
so
I'm saying today,
it was early
yesterday,
right? No, I wasn't early yesterday, because I said I'm part of reason A, and I'm really part of reason B.
So, the fact
that
I said this
time was
a
shaker, that yesterday, made me a Russian. Didn't change the fact. The fact is that he went. The fact is, yeah, the fact is that he's going to be part. I don't have any problem that the two of us are your part, because I'm not sure to part. If you don't believe the second I'll go, you're part with the first. If you let him knock off the first, he's part with the second. If the question is only asked to Vasheka Tirchak, why Bezdin can accept the change of Haggadah of Tur Leptur? That's the question. According to the seed, this is taka good. The seed said that it's the nature of a person that is not medagdik, the p'tur l'p'tur. Like the seed, this taka is good. The seed said that that's the nature of a person that when you get away with any taina, you're not medagdik exactly how you say a taina, you just push the person away. Like the seed is machinami. If you learn the other way, they're either a tafnigu, or because the etzem he has in them on his. Then the Sefer Tzar could be true anyway. But the Ketzayis could be right that that's something you could change. I Russia, so maybe you'll be masking to the Ketzayis. So maybe you'll do that. Oh, so that's a good mahalo. We'll say that the Gavi makes a mask to Russia, but we'll agree with the Sefer. That ain't on the Medagdic Betainosa. And the Mela, we don't make you a Russia. You have an undana that people who have can be potter with any taina are potter either way. Sivis needed it to explain that God says Shri Ksai told you don't need it. But the answer is another Mason Asher Rasha. It's a tough. Okay. Wow. Alright. Good. Okay, let's start the Sugi of Trey to Trey. Zeri Mishal Avaisai. Zeri Mishal Avaisai. Or as it says on the side, Zay Mishal Avaisai Vachatiya Shnei Chazaka. Zay Mishal Avaisai, and he also says, Vachatiya Shnei Chazaka. So they're both tithing on the exact same 3 years. Each one says, I'm the one who waits to pay this. Hai Aisi Sadi Da Avasai, Vachla Shnei Chazaka. One brought Aiden that belonged to his father and that he ate it the last 3 years. And the other person only brought Edim on the Shnei Chazaka alone. So now we have a contradiction. You have two Edim say that Reuven ate the payments the last 3 years, and two Edim say Shimon ate the payments the last 3 years. So we have a tray, which we are accustomed to from all over Shas. You have two Edim that contradict two other Edim. We all know. Normally, what do you do by tray? Tray to tray cancel each other out. Tray to tray, and uki mamaynach has kasei. By the talitulim, it's easy. You have tray to tray, and you leave everything wherever it is. You butt out. Here, you have tray to tray on a piece of karka. So, who's the musik on the piece of karka? So, Rav Nachman Paskin, I'm Rav Nachman, uki achila v'hadi achila. You knock off the two against the two. So we don't know that he was there 3 years. We don't know he was there 3 years. The last 3 years, we don't know. We have two Eidim say this way, two Eidim say that way. And we remain with the Eidus of Avasa. That's all that remains. So that was Rav Nachman's psak. Amalei Rava, ha'Eidus Mukheshesi. How can you do such a thing? It's Eidus Mukheshes. It's a tray betray. Two Eidim are saying one thing. Two Eidim are saying the other. One peer is lying. Whichever peer is lying, it belongs to the other person. So how can you go with two Eidim who say Davasa? So we have here Machlokes Rava of Nachman, which we're going to have to try to understand. Obviously, this is Negeya to the Yisoides of Trei V'Trei. But for now, we're talking about Eidus Mukheshes. We're talking about two Eidim that contradict two Eidim. And at the same time, they say an additional Haggadah. So Nachman holds that you believe them, Lagavi, the additional Haggadah. And Rava holds, you can't believe them. It's two against two. We can't accept what either Katav Eidim says. We can't accept. We only accept it's only a subject. Now, we pascha like Rav Nachman. So most of our discussion, we'll get to concise and receive this on the sugya, is going to be a discussion of Rav Nachman who says it's good. Just in order to understand Rav Nachman who says it's good, just take a minute. Like Rava, it's no good. Like Rava, it's no good. Why not? Why, like Rava, you have two Eidim say he was there last 3 years. The other two Eidim say that the other person was there last 3 years, plus it was Avasa. So Nachman Lechair is saying a very logical thing. You take the two Eidim about 3 years and you ignore it, because we can't do anything with it. You have two Eidim this way and two Eidim that way. And we accept the Eidim of Avasi. Lechair, Nachman is saying a logical thing. Rava says no. Why not? What's Svara Pshat in Rava? Why should the Eidus on Avasa not be good? No one's contradicting it. The Eidim, what? It's a shash on the people, on the Eidim. Okay, so Lechaira, that's a good way to learn. That's the Rashbam seems to learn that way. That the problem is, it's a shash on the Gufa Eidim. The Eidim who said Avasa also said Shteisha Sholishanim. The chashash of a psula guf on them. If you look at the bottom Rashbam, for Eidus Mukheshesi, Kiva Dehani Beis Kitis Nachisha Zuazu, Achas Mehem Psula Lachalad Yishavayim, Bachre Shem of Hareza Psula Tabatu Eidus Olegami. Shakur Psula guf, I don't know. Psula on the Eidus. There's a psul on these Eidim, because these Eidim, that's what Rashbam is saying. There's a suffix psul on each one of the two pairs of Eidim, and therefore we throw them out. So then what does Nachman hold? Nachman holds. That's not a suffix psul for some reason. Each one has a chazakah, then he's a kosher. So maybe they're arguing when they contradict each other, if you stole them on the chazakah or not. Okay, could be it would fit with the Gemara says later. The base key data. The Rashba says different than the Rashba. The Rashba says they shouldn't be believed because they're psulim. That's Svaras Rava. Again, I'm talking now. I don't want ladies to confuse it. We're talking now at the Shita. We don't pass them like Rava. Rava wants to pass them. Rava wants to say that the Eidus are no good. The Rashba learns. Because they are psulim. The people are psulim. And if the people are psulim, then everything they said is possible. The Rashba doesn't say that the people are psulim. The Rashba says, because an Eidish above a Mitzasa above a psulim. We have a cloud that when somebody says a Haggadah Eidish and Bezdin, whatever he says, Tekedei Dibur, he keeps on talking, he says a whole long story. As long as it's one Haggadah Eidus, Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah, the Batla Kula. We don't take half Eidus, except by Palgina and Dibura, it's a different story. But normally, we don't split Eidus, we don't say Palgina on Eidus. We normally, Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah, the Batla Kula. Either you take the whole thing or you take nothing. They're saying in one time that it's Shalosh Shana Muda Avasa. Since the Shalosh Shana we can't accept, so the Avasa we also can't accept. This is the Rashba. So we have the Rashbam's reason and the Rashba's reason. Two reasons for Rava. The Pasul, either again because it's Sulagoth on the Eden, are people that are Sulan. Or like the Rashba, that it's a Psul of Eden Shabbat and Mitzasa Bavlaku. These are the two Mahalchim to understand the Psul. And obviously, each Mahalach, Rav Nachman disagrees. So we have to ask ourselves, why does Rav Nachman disagree? Why don't we say the Shabbat Mitzvah Sefer Bavla Kula? Why don't we say there's a Psalad? So we have to understand Rava. Then, before you understand Rava, you can't explain Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says there's nothing wrong. So first you have to understand Rava, why Rava says there's something wrong. And then you come to Rav Nachman to understand what's going on. What's the source of Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sefer Bavla Kula? What's the source of Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah? That's a good question. I don't remember at the moment. We'll have to check. Still have ghosts? No. No, because Eidus Shabbat Mitzvah Sefer Bavla Kula, you only say on things that attack the Eidim. They say different Haggadah tomorrow, say about the Sefer Bavla Kula. As a matter of fact, one of the things, now in Reb Nachum, Ichdish Reb Nachum, Tzadik Dalid, he sets up the Gemara with the Rashbam and the Rashba. If the Shir, tomorrow you're going to learn the Gemara, you're going to learn the Amid Beis, the Tuktid Rav Hunar of Chistik and Mifflegi, doesn't fit with the Rashba. So he talks about that the follow-up of the Gemara doesn't seem to flow with the Rashba's chat. So I just want to tell you right away that we'll get to it. But today we're just dealing with Rava Rav Nachman, and we have two pshatim. The Rashbam's pshat is Psalagov, has nothing to do with Tekedei Dibur, and the Rashbam's pshat, no, if it's one Haggadah, Tekedei Dibur, it messes you up. If it wouldn't be Tekedei Dibur, then it wouldn't mess it up. Two different Haggadahs are different. Now, to properly learn the Gemara, you have to know two other Gemaras, which everyone who talks about the Sugya brings two other Gemaras, which L'chaira seem to be the same Shaila as our Gemara. All right, so let's learn these two Gemaras, and then we'll see Shaychis or the not Shaychis to our Sugya. One is the Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chof Beis. The Gemara in Ksubis Daf Chof Beis Amid Beis also has a case of Eidim that contradict each other on something and agree on something else. It seems to be quite similar to how it's still here. I mean, the obvious difference is, but it seems to me that it seems to be the same in Ksubis is here. The Gemara of Subis has the following. Actually, has two cases. One case, Eid Echad Oimer, that she's an Eishes Ish, Vinis Garsha, that you got to get. And the other Eid says that this woman is an Eishes Ish, Vinis Garsha. You have a woman, Bechestes Tuya. A woman walks in, Stamasai, a woman, you don't know even that she's an Eishes Ish. One eight says, no, I was at the chasana, and I know that she had a get also. The other eight says, I was also at the chasana, and I know she didn't have a get. And I'm certain she didn't have a get. She's still married. So what do you do with such a situation? Chayra, it's kimat identical to our Gemara. Gemara says, Tarvayu Beishas Ishka Misadi. You have two people saying that she is an Eisus Ish. Saying Devarav Shel Echad B'Mokim Shnayim. Once you have two Eidim say she is an Eisus Ish, and one Eid says she's a Grusha, Ein Devarav Shel Echad B'Mokim Shnayim. That's the Gemara's case. Now, in case in our discussion anyone will start telling me Arayus is different, I have to tell you the Gemara has a second case, which is Kamat. Identical, except it's by Mormon. Two Eidim come into Bezna, and they say Eidus on the same thing. But one Eid says that we say Eidus about whatever it is they're saying, I got to say this, and one of them says it was B'tnai. And they're saying Eidus both of them on the Shtar. One says we're Eidim on the Shtar, and it was B'tnai. And the second one says, I was also by the shtar, I'm also an aid that it's a good shtar, but it was no without it tonight. You have two aidim that walk into bed. They both agree that at 2 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, Reuven gave over a shtar, Mechira, to Shem. One of them says it was with it tonight, one says it was without. The Gemara says, Tarvayu ashtara ma'al yokem isidi. They're both saying that's a good shtar. Vein devarav shel echad b'mokim shnayim. And one person saying it was b'tnai, if not it wasn't mekuyim. And vein devarav shel echad b'mokim shnayim. As I state in Yemi Gemara, in Sukkos. Pasha pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara is the same as Rav or Rav Nachman. Pasha pshat in the Gemara. Tarvayu Beishasishka Misudi, the two Eidim are Kasha. Vein Devar Shalecha, Mokim Shnayim, one person. In other words, what do we say? That the part that there's no contradiction we accept, the part that is a contradiction we throw out, and we accept the half, which is good. So Pashav Shad, that Gemara, stims with Rav Nachman, the way we pass it, no Gemara. What's interesting is that their Ksubis, again, you're going to have to remember, we're going to talk about the Baba Basra case, the Ksubis case, and then there's going to be a case of Baba Kaaba. We're going to have three cases. In the Ksubis case, the Ramban, the Ran, and the Ritva, maybe more, but at least those three, they say, well, what's going on in the Gemara? How could there be such a Gemara that we say two people are saying she's an Eishes Ish and we accept them? One of them is Zichar, a liar. They don't bring our Gemara. They just ask on that Gemara. They say, how could it be? How could you learn that Gemara? You have two Eidim saying she's an Eishes Ish, and one is Vadei, a liar. One of them is Vadei, a Shakran. So the Ramban, the Ran, the Ritva, they all ask that there can't be such a Gemara. How could it be such a thing? If one of them is Nicholai, you can't make two Eidus out of them. One of them is apostle. It's funny, you know, it sounds like they're rubber. If it wouldn't be, no? It's like a rubber talking. It's not rubber. It's the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran. They ask this Kasha, what's Pshat in Yana Gemara? And therefore, they say Pshat in the Gemara that it's talking in a case where there's not a Vadai liar. That the Gemara is talking in a case where they both admit there was a chasam. And they both admit the husband tried to give a get. Gemara is a case of a get where a man throws a get to a woman in a simta. And it's Safik Karav Lai, Safik Karav Lai. Right? Remember from the Hazairik. Throw a get to a woman. One eight says it was closer to her, so she was kinder. And one eight says it was closer to him, so she wasn't kinder. In the case of Safik Karav Lai, Safik Karav Lai, we don't passel Aiden. Because it's something that people can make a toss. It's an estimation. And something that's an estimation A person can make a mistake. Doesn't mean the person's a liar. We don't pass a leidim by safikar of lie, safikar of love. So Zot to Ramban, the Dime and the Ritva Duran, so they say, Inachinami, if one of them says there was a get, and the other one says it never happened, Inachinami, we can't use the two of them to be a Haggadah Seder. Gemara is talking, Dafka, in such a case where it's totally in a Umdina, and the same thing by Tanai, it's totally in an Umdina. And since it's totally in some sort of an Umdina, therefore the Zotter Ramban, the Rana, the Ritva, therefore the whole Gemara there is not talking that they're contradicting each other. Now, you have to realize what's happening here. We have a major problem. Because we have now two sugyas in Shas. We have our sugya, where Rav Nachman and Rava are arguing whether you could throw out part of an Eidus and accept the rest. And we have a Gemara in Subis, where Pashup Shat in the Gemara is like Rav Nachman, and that itself is Shver. And the Ramban, Ritva, and Ran have a Pshat like Rava. And they ignore our Gemara. And I must tell you, the Rambam learns Pshat in Yenna Gemara, the Pasha Pshat. Not like the Rambam, the Ritva, the Rambam. The Rambam learns Pshat in Yenna Gemara, Kapashte, that the Edom are contradicting each other. Because the Rambam sounds like the Nachman, and the Rambam sounds like the, like Rabba. There's got to be differences between that Gemara and this Gemara, which are going to make a difference. This is the Gemara of Subis, which right then we have to fix that it should stim with our Gemara. Alright, so you remember the Gemara of Subis. I want to go to the third Gemara. Our Gemara, Subis Chav Bei, seems to be the same Gemara. Then there's the Gemara in Bava Kama, Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara is actually brought in Tosfos in the first, second wide line, Parak Meruba. The Gemara has a case, Eidin, walking to bed. They say Eidus that Pliny stole a shard and shattered it. This guy Dalla Behag, he stole a shard and he shattered the shard. This guy Dalla Behag. Behuzmu al hatficha. And other Eidim came who amazed them what they said about the shechting. So the shechting doesn't have to throw out. Yizichan achayev Dalla Behag. And on the Gneva there was no Hazama. So the Gemara there Nemzon Lamaisa, that if the Eidus was taken by Dibur, if you look up the Gemara, there's a Machlokes, the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yaisi, and there's an Okimta. But the bottom line of the Gemara is that we throw out the whole Eidus. That we throw out the entire Eidus. That you can't be Mechayev them for Geneva either. If Eidim said Eidus, take it Eidus, that he stole it, and he shechted it, and you mazim them on the Shechita, you have to throw out the Eidus of the Geneva as well. Which is like, right to like Rama and Agamara. Funny, we have two Gemaras, plus Pshat and Gemaras, like Rava. We don't pass like Rava, we pass it with Nachman. But Vaita, we have a Gemara. The Gemara is saying that if a part of the Eidus gets thrown out, we have to throw out the whole thing. It's an interesting thing in that Gemara, in Bava Kama, where it says that when you throw out the Eidus, why do you throw out the Eidus? Why? So Rashi there says, Igloi milsa chi asid psulim hay. That's the psul aguf. mamish what the Rashbam says here on Rava, Rashi says there on the Gemara. And the Shita Mekubetzes brings, I think from the Ramad or Rebbeinu Peretz, that the reason when Huzmu al ha Tficha we throw out the Geneva is because Eidah Shabbat Maksas Shabbat Lakula, which is like the Rashban Agamar. So it's Mamish Dakamara, it's Akadei Kach, it's Rava, that what Rava says here, we have the Rashbam and the Rashba Tupshatim, and over there, and what the Gemara says is Mamish, also Tupshatim. It's also to one Pshat out Eidah Shabbat Maksas Shabbat Lakula, and Rashi Pshat out so we need to be able to work out the sugyas, that the sugyas should stem the taste. Now obviously each sugya has its own uniqueness, something unique about it, and we're going to have to see that the sugya should stem. The Stipler in Simen Chof days deals with this issue, with comparing the two sugyas. I think the Machne Ephraim also in Dinei Eidus Simen Vav also deals with comparing the sugyas, and it's going to be part of our Avaida to clarify. Now, first, let me tell you the Rav Nachum. Rav Nachum has a very nice shtickle on Rava. So for now we're going to talk about Rava. Rava, we have no problem. Rava shtims with Ksubis, Pashim Shat Megamara. Rava shtims with Bava Kama. Rava, we don't have problems with. Rava is the one who says that you throw out no nonsense. You have your Eidim that are contradicting each other. You can't accept anything. That's Rava Shita. The way it's the easiest Shita. So Rava just says nothing doing. To each other, throw it out. Rav Nachman brings Ktzais Simenun Beis Sefkat Me'alef, deals with the Shaila that he says is Kama Mekaymis B'Shas. If you have a Shtar Sheyesh Bei Rivus, nice and B'Chol Yayin. People have a sechsuch, they have a detaira, they bring a shtar, and lamaisa, they didn't realize, it's a shtar sheyesh bei ribis. They come into bed, and at a ribis, we can't manah. There's no shayla. Ribis is a deraisa. Someone comes in, he says, today, Flaney owes me $100 plus $25 ribis. So $25 ribis is nothing. Shayla is, could you use the shtar as a raya that he owes him the keren, that he owes him the $100. The Eidim who signed the shtar, which like it did, they were a shayla. Ribis is an iser, and the leiva, the malva, the Eidim, the lawyer, anybody who's involved in ribis is either the aver. If you're a witness to someone stealing, you're not a rasha. If you're an aid to a shtar sheish by ribis, you're facilitating the ribis and the either. So the Taisus says in Bava Kama Daflamid that from the Gemara it seems that you come on the carrot. We're using the shtar. Frat Taisus, why could you use it? Deidim Apsulim. Deidim Apsulim. Throw out the Eidus. Once they're possible on the ribis half, so don't they should be psulim for the Karen half too. It may be true, but they're possible Eidus to say that it's true. That's Taisus Kasha and Bava Kama Lamidbeis. He says the Kama Mekaymis Taisus has the Kasha. How can you use a shtar? The Eidim are psulim. Taisus answers Taisus Kasha. The Maisa, the halacha is, we do use the shtar. Why? How can we use the shtar? Now you realize this connects to Rava again? You'll realize. It's again the shayla. It's one eidus bevasa achas. on the keren and on the ribbis. We have to throw out the ribbis part. Do we automatically throw out the keren part? It's a similar design, but it's not shtar. The eidim on the shtar are the same eidim. The eidim on the shtar is kibishnak ribbis in the dead. Like I have other said. So the Ketzai says, interesting, that if you sign a shtar sheyesh by ribbis, you only become pasul eidus afterwards. At the time you signed it, you were still kosher. When you finish signing it, you become a pasul. Yeah. When you cutting the splitting hairs, but you hear the verb? He says at the time you sign, you're an aid. When you started signing, you were kosher. In the middle of signing, you're still kosher. You become kosher when you finish. What? What happens if it's Teich Kedei Dibur? So Teich doesn't explain. If you want to smile, the Machne Ephraim says, he is a Knech. Machne Ephraim says, you don't become apostle till Teich Kedei Dibur afterwards, because Teich Kedei Dibur is still retracted. So even if you say a false Eidus and Beresdin, you're not an apostle until you finish. And the Machne Ephraim, the Teich says, until you finish, Machne Ephraim is, till Teich Kedei Dibur afterwards, you're not an apostle. So you can't retract anymore, then you become an apostle. If Teich Kedei Dibur of signing, you can't, so then it's at the end of the signature. The question was that you could retract, and you could retract, so you can become after Teich Kedei Dibur. But, you know, the Ketzai compares it, there's a Mishnah in Chul and Daf Yud Beis. Hashaychit v'Shabbos. So you have a Shaychit, you shep the Beim on Shabbos. Shkitasik Sheira. Apal Pisha v'Skaya v'Nasha. The Mishnah says, you have a Shaychit, you shep the Shabbos, two Eidim tell him, if you shacht, you're going to be chayef skila. He says, "Afal pikei." Must be very hungry. And he goes and he shachts this animal. So the Mishnah says the shechita is good. So what's fair? What's fair? What's fair in the Mishnah? Machal Shabbos is a kosher shechit. No, Mumachal Shabbos is a possible shechit. So every Taisus asks, everybody asks, all the Rishayim ask him, what do you mean it's Shadazik Shaira? He's a boomer. He's a Machal Shabbos. How can he be a Kashra Shechita? Infant Iran. When does he become a boomer? When the Shechita ends. Right? Until he finishes the Shechita, he's not a boomer. Once he finishes the Shechita, then he becomes a boomer. Then he's a Machal Shabbos. But when he did the Shechita, he wasn't Mechal Shabbos yet. But he's not Mechal Shabbos till the Shechita is over. Calls a man, he does half a Shechita, he's not Mechal Shabbos, he's a Mechal Shabbos. When he finishes the Shechita, when it becomes a Kosher Shechita, bang, then he becomes a Mumer. Yes, Vara. So Memele, the Shechita is Kosher. He's not a Mumer till the Shechita is over.
Yeah.
What? The boat? First by Mumer? The what? But you can't say a Mumer Shech. A Mumer didn't do a Shechita. Kasha did a Shechita. Then he became a Mumer. He did the young Yvonne Kacha. The Shechita. The Shechit is not a Shechit until the end. But you have to wait until after the end. You have to, at the moment that he becomes a Mumer, there has to have been a Shechit. He can't become a Rasha till the Shechit is a Shechit. So that means the Shechit is a Shechit, and as a result, he becomes a Mumer. Right? What? No, you can't have a mummer unless he's a shechita. You can't have shechitas without a mummer. If he's a mummer, then it's not a good shechita, no? But then he's not, he wasn't Abraham, he was a Mechal Shabbos then. The Kalko is positive. What are you going to answer? Huh? What? Call? Okay. The Mishnah Simach asks there. The Mishnah Simach actually asks on Bris Milah, the same thing. So there's a Milah on Shabbos. He says, if you do a Milah on Shabbos, you're going to have a problem. Because if you hold that it's not a good Bris Milah, then he wasn't Mechal Shabbos, because then you're Mechal B'chabura. So we're talking on a drastical level, right? So if you say it's not a good Bris, then he wasn't Mechal Shabbos. If he wasn't Mechal Shabbos, is it a good Bris? If it wasn't Mechal Shabbos, good Bris, right? Someone does a Bris on Shabbos. Right? So if it was a good Bris, he's a Mesakin. If he's a Mesakin, then it's a Mitzvah Baveir. I'm talking about Bris Shalai Bizmane. If the baby's 8 days old, you do it on Shabbos. I'm talking about a baby that's 10 days old, they did the Bris on Shabbos. So Mitzvah Sina says that Mamana Shaki stops for a cycle. If you say it's a good Bris, then it's an Aveira. It's an Aveira, then it's Ice Bris. It's a Mitzvah Baveir. It's Ice Bris. If it's Ice Bris, then it's a Makako B'chavura. If it's a Makako B'chavura, then he wasn't over on Shabbos, and then it's a good Bris. Follow? That's the Mechassinus spin on this. It's not a get to us, I just couldn't resist telling you. So what do you do? So you go back to the rule that Eidam Basavim Yachol Levakol Atasvita. Did you ever hear that from me? No. We'll get to it a different time. Let's get back to the Ktsai. The Ktsai says, now 1 minute, this is not a time of the Ktsai, it's the other time. It's a Ktsai on the round. The Ran says that you don't become a mummer till the Shechita is a Shechita. And the Neila, it doesn't ruin the Shechita. Zafik says the same thing by Rivas. You don't become a Rasha till you finish signing. The Neila, when you sign, you were a Kasher. So the Neila, the person became a Rasha. If you want to say another, I'm going to say this tomorrow, we'll throw him out. But on this Maisa, that he says there was a loan, that he signed and says there was a loan, that signature is a kosher Avis. Because as he was signing, he was a kosher. He became a apostle the second he finished. And the second he finished, he already said, I got that there was a loan. And this is what the Tzais. Tzais is saying, you don't become apostle until it's over. But Nachum says that Tzais just obviously holds, like you're arguing, that it's Bahadadi, it doesn't happen after. Tosfos, who's the last Akasha, holds that the Psolagov comes simultaneously. As you sign it, it happens like Kitaviyadi Bakachas. You become apostle at the same time that you're signing. The Tosfos says, no, you become apostle when the signature's over, you become apostle a second later. So after Nachum, that machlokes in Tosfos, the Tosfos parents, Tosfos and Tosfos, is the machlokes the Rashbam and the Rashba in Rav Noach. What did the Rashbam say? Again, we're talking Pshat and Rav. What did the Rashbam say? Rashbam said to Psul Agof, these Eidim, they're saying they were there 3 years, Udavasa. They're saying it takes their people all of one Agof. They were there 3 years, and it's Avasa. So Dr. Rashbam, Pshat and Rava, we can't accept them. Is it Psul Agof? Why is it Psul Agof? Because they said Shalosh Shanim, on which they're Mochish. If they're Mochish, they said Shalosh Shanim. Dr. Rashbam, he says it's a Safik Psul Agof, which is enough to pass on to Avis. Why didn't the Rashba go with the same Mahalath as the Psul Agof? Dr. Abnachim, because the Rashba held, like the Ktsais to say, and like the Ran over there, that one follows the other. At the time you say Yahagada, you're not apostle yet. You know when you're apostle? When you finish speaking, and we'll wait for good measure, the Machta Ephraim, and you wait Zaka Deviva. When you finish speaking, and you wait, and you're retracted, then you become a psul. But at the time you said it, there was no psul agor. And since at the time you said it, it was no psul aguf, that's why the Rashba can't agree with the Rashba. And the Rashba has to say, not off psul aguf, he has to come up to with the new chiddush of Eidish Abad Mitzas Abad Mokul. So that machlaikis, the Tzais and Tzaisis, he says, is the same machlaikis as the Rashba and the Rashbam in our Gemara. And more. In the Gemara of Subis, the machlaikis there, the Rambam and the Rambam, against the Rambam, the Ritva and the Rav. Machlaikis there, Subis. What was the case again in Subis? Two Eidim say there was a chasm. Two other Eidim say there was a chasm. The first two Eidim say there was a chasm and there was a get. The second two Eidim say there was a chasm and there was no get. So the Gemara there says, throw them out. Gemara there says the Gemara there says that we accept the Eidim. Gemara says that you have two Eidim saying that he's an Eishes Ish, and Eid Bar Shalecha B'makim Shnayim. So we accept them. And the Rambam says we accept them. So if the Ramban and the Ran, what do you mean? Is a Psul Aguf? Is a Psul Aguf? They're Eid of Psulim. How could you accept them? So the Ramban says, is it I? They're Karavlai Karavla. What's the Machloikis here? If there's a Psul Aguf and no Psul Aguf between the Rambam against the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran. So good enough, the same Machloikis. If you hold it is a Psul Aguf, like Taisa Shita, so then you could learn. Learn like the Ramban, the Ritva and the Ran. There's a Psul Aguf. But then you have to throw out the Eidus. If you hold like Taisus, that the Psul Aguf doesn't come till later, then you can learn like the Ramban. That there is no Psul Aguf till later, and you become a Psul afterwards, and B'shas HaGadah, it's still good. B'shas the person said the HaGadah, it's still a proper HaGadah. So these three machlaikesim, he says, are totally zeh b'zeh, and the fourth machlaikis also, in Baba Kama, Dafayin Gimel, Huzmu al Atvicha, Valakdeva no Yuzmu. So the Gemara says you throw out the whole thing. Why do you throw out the whole thing? Rashi said, because the Eidim are Eidim Suvim. And the Shita Mugubetis, B'Shem the Raman, Rabbeinu Peretz, said, because of Eidim Shabbat Mitzvah, but Lakula, he doesn't say that the Eidim are Suvim. Same exact Machlaikis. Rashi holds the Eidim are Suvim, like the Rashbam and Asukim. That when you say something that's a lie, you become a Pasul Bahadadi. Kita V'yadu Makaechad, you become a Pasul in one shot. And those who argue, they hold like the Tzaisis Chiddush. You don't become a Pasul in one shot. If you say that God, you finish that God, then you become a Pasul. So, what you're going to do is you're going to take these four Machlaisim. Again, we're talking today straight rubber. Straight rubber. We have four Machlaisim. We have an Agamara, the Machlaisim, the Rashbam, and the Rashba. We have in Bava Kama Ayin Gimel, the Machlaikis Rashi against the Shitu Kabetas, the Yad Ramah. The Machlaikis Ksubis between the Ramban, the Tzvar Ran, and the Rambam. And we have the Machlaikis between, I hate to call it Tzaisis and the Ktzais, but it means Tzaisis Kash and the Ktzaisis Parents. We have the four Machlaikis, and all four are totally in this Machlaikis. When does a person become a apostle? Do you become apostle Gita B'yadva Ke'echad when you say something that's not right? Or this tremendous Kiddush of the Ktzais that it happens a minute afterwards, 2 minutes afterwards, however long afterwards. And I just want to prepare you for tomorrow. Because tomorrow we're going to learn Rav Nachman. Those of you who didn't like the Ktzais's Teretz, who says it happens a second later, I see it didn't sit well by everybody. So right now, you don't feel so bad because the Machlokes Rishayim. But Nachman is saying it's the Machlokes Rishayim in our Gemara. But remember what's going to happen tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to learn Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that it's kosher. Rav Nachman holds there's no psul aguf and no eidus shabbat mitzvah about the kula. And that's the way we pass it. what we are going to do tomorrow, unless you come up with a different answer, we're going to ask by Rav Nachman, why is there no psul aguf? As of now, the only mahalach we know that there's no psul aguf is this place of finish. In Rava, who says it's possible, we have two mahalachim, the Rajba, you can take your pick. Tomorrow, we're going to come to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman holds that there is no psul aguf in our Gemara. Now, you have to come up, if you don't want to go with the Ksais's mahalach, you're going to have to come up with a different mahalach to try to answer Rava's kasha. Rava has a good kasha. They're contradicting each other. There should be a psul here. Again, when I say psul, I mean something psul. One or the other is possible. Why don't we give them a psul aguf? Why don't we throw out the whole Eidus? So this question, why we don't throw out the whole Eidus, it's Hashem, we're going to come back to tomorrow as we're going to deal with Rav Nachman's sheet as opposed to Rava. Again, you can look at the Stipler. It's Hashem, I hope tomorrow also to speak out in the Chedusha Baruch Be'er, he brings a Rav Chaim, Siman Lamed Zayin Ois Aleph. Look at Ois Gimel, it has to do with today also. That's on the agenda.